Good afternoon. I'd like to call this meeting of the Senate Transportation Committee to order at 1:31 p.m. We're in Bell's Room 105 in our state's capital in the city of Juneau, Alaska. Today is Tuesday, February 5th. Members present are Senator Keel, Senator Tobin, Senator Rauscher, and myself, Senator Bjorkman. Senator Stedman is excused from class today. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Welcome any for everyone to Senate Transportation. Please turn off or silence your cell phones. I would like to extend an especially warm Senate Transportation welcome to our recording secretary, Heather Ramseth, and our LAO moderator, Renzo Moises. On our agenda today, we are holding a second hearing on Senate Bill 191, Transfer of Railroad Land to Whittier, sponsored by the Honorable Senator Kathy Geisel. We first heard this bill on May 15th. At that time, we had a presentation of the bill and took invited testimony. Today, it is my intention to take public testimony on this item and then look to the will of the committee. Senator Geisel's staff, Ms. Paige Brown, is also here, available for questions online. I believe either very shortly or already will be Megan Clemens from the Alaska Railroad. Ms. Brown, Senator Geisel, welcome to Senate Transportation. Could you please provide a brief recap of this bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, this is Kathy Geisel. I am the senator for Senate District E, which includes Whittier. Whittier is located through a tunnel and is landlocked. 85% of the land in that area, in the downtown waterfront and aviation areas, is owned by the Alaska Railroad. The city of Whittier has worked well with the Alaska Railroad over the years and has now reached an agreement related to a land transfer. That's what this bill is about. With that, Mr. Chairman, just peeking or reminding your committee of the hearing that you held last year, my staff can certainly give you the sectional and any additional comments.
Thank you very much. Before Ms. Brown begins the sectional, are there any questions from committee members? Ms. Brown.
Thank you. For the record, Paige Brown, staff to Senator Geisel. Section 1 adds a new section to uncodified law providing the legal descriptions and approval for the transfer of 5 parcels of land from the Alaska Railroad Corporation to the City of Whittier. And Section 2 provides for an immediate effective date.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, there are invited testimony, and the city manager is present to speak to the issue as well as invited testimony.
Excellent. We'll take a brief at ease. We're back on the record now at 1:35 p.m. Our first invited testifier today will be Ms. Jackie Wild, Whittier City Manager. Welcome to Senate Transportation. Please state your name for the record, and could you just provide us a brief recap of what is happening with this bill and what the city's goals and involvement have been in this process?
Absolutely. Jackie Wild, City Manager for the City of Whittier. Thank you for having me here today and for hearing the bill. To give you some background, as the Senator Geisel had said, the city has worked tirelessly with the railroad over the last couple years, and actually for 40 years, this is a progress that has just gone on and on. And we're really happy that over the last 2 years, we have been able to work side by side with the railroad and come to a agreement for the five parcels that are listed in the bill. What that looks like for the city of Whittier is the ability to operate the land that it already does operate and grow economic development for the city, as well as the state and the railroad. This is a long-time partnership that will lead decades into the future with the railroad and the state.
Excellent. Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Wild? Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Madam Manager, I see a gravel airstrip in there. Who currently operates that, keeps it clear and graded? I know you don't have a tower at Whittier.
No, we do not have, through the chair, we do not have an actual airport. It is a DOT airstrip. It is through a permit with the railroad. We have spoke in length with DOT on if this land purchase is approved through the legislation, what that would look like. And at the time of the very first discussions, we would just probably transfer the same type of permit and continue the growth. You know, there is also, you know, thoughts and talks about at the end of Shotgun Cove Road, maybe eventually having an airport out there too. So, you know, there's just all these steps that lead into this great future for us.
Yes, sir.
And then adjacent to that is I think in one of the parcels that you're looking at transferring, is the one place that shows up on the DEC contaminated sites page. Is that DOT's responsibility, railroad's responsibility? Is there a plan when you get the land for handling that?
Those are options and things that we have worked through in a process with the railroad. The largest portion that I think that you are thinking about is the tank farm property, which is, it's not highlighted on this area, but right next to the 3.8 acres at the head of the bay, there is this triangle type of map. You can see the old tank farms there, the old tanks, and that of course has covenances and environmental covenances, but there are currently the city, as far as environmental issues, the large parcel, the 34 acres AOI-1, which is in this first phase, I believe it's parcel 2. I can't see it. Oh, I can see it from here. Sorry. AOI-1 is the largest parcel. We have currently have an active brownfield in place that we are doing remediation with. So we've already been working on the contamination of some of the lands.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Chair. As long as the city is aware and has a plan, then that's a good sign.
Excellent. Further questions for Ms. Wild? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
We'll go next to Ms. Clemens of the Alaska Railroad. Ms. Clemens, could you please, for the committee, just provide just a little bit of background from the railroad point of view of what is happening with this land transfer?
Certainly, and good afternoon, Chair Bjorkman and committee members. For the record, my name is Megan Clemens, and I am the External Affairs Director for the Alaska Railroad. And thank you for the opportunity to express the Alaska Railroad's support for Senate Bill 191, which, as we've discussed, would authorize the railroad to sell identified parcels of land to the city of Whittier. I'll start by noting that selling land isn't something the railroad takes lightly. So, as you all know, the process to sell railroad land requires not only legislative authorization, but also railroad board approval, with our board obligated to find that the land is not necessary for railroad purposes and that a sale would serve the best interests of the state, as we remain focused on our mandate to maintain Alaska's rail network and provide safe and reliable transportation for goods and passengers. So, with that context, it's important to highlight that over the last number of years, as City Manager Wild noted, the railroad and the city have engaged in ongoing discussion and negotiation in pursuit of a mutually beneficial land sale. Through this process, the scope of the proposed sale has evolved and refined along the way, culminating in a proposal offered by the railroad at our board's direction to sell three parcels in Whittier's core downtown district at fair market value as required by statute. So following this proposal, we were pleased to receive a conditional letter of intent from the city of Whittier in late January. And just this morning, the Alaska Railroad Board of Directors at their meeting passed a resolution approving the sale of areas of interest 1, 2, and 3 as defined under the conditional letter of intent. As I mentioned, this discussion has evolved over the last year, and as has been noted, this legislation includes authorization to sell 2 additional parcels noted as areas of interest 4 and 5. And I do want to clarify that completing the sale of parcels 1, 2, and 3 would in no way preclude revisiting 4 and 5 for a potential sale to the city of Whittier in the future. And in fact, having this legislative approval to sell those parcels to the city could help to expedite that process should we receive that guidance from our board in the future. So with that as background, thank you again for the opportunity to speak today in support of this legislation. It's our hope that this land sale is responsive to the needs of the community and the railroad, helps the city realize its goals for local growth and prosperity, and sets the stage for an ongoing productive relationship between the railroad and the city of Whittier in the years to come. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Ms. Clemens? Hearing and seeing none. Ms. Clemens, thank you again for joining us at Senator Transportation today.
Absolutely.
Senator Giesel, do you have any wrap-up comments?
No, thank you.
Very well. At this time, Senator Rauscher.
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to say I appreciate Senator for bringing this forward. This is long overdue. This has been years and years long overdue. And I appreciate the railroad coming forward and acting in the manner that they have and the city working together on this. And I really appreciate the fact that we've come to a decision which is workable for both. And I thank you for your hard work and the city of Whittier over the years and their consistency in trying to achieve what we're at today. So I just appreciate it. And I thank you again to the good senator for bringing this forward.
Very well. At this time, we will now open public testimony on Senate Bill 191. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify to this item? Is there anyone online who wishes to testify to Senate Bill 191? Hearing and seeing none, we will close public testimony. Is there any further committee discussion? Hearing and seeing none, what are the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move to report Senate Bill 191, version 34-LS0968-A as an ACIAC from committee with individual recommendations and the attached zero fiscal note.
Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing no objection, Senate Bill 191, version 34-Lima Sierra 0968-A as an ACIACHUC, moves from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Committee members, please stay after we adjourn to sign the committee report. Next week, the Senate Transportation Committee will not meet on Tuesday. We will meet on Thursday. We will hear from the Department of Transportation and other invited testifier on an overview of the Cascade Point project. As there is no further business to come before the committee today, we are adjourned at 1:45 p.m.